On April 13th, 2010, I can fairly easily predict what book will be among the first you'll see when you enter a bookstore. That's because on April 13th, 2010, Kitty Kelley's biography on Oprah Winfrey will be released. Crown Publishers promises a 544-page book based on the 850 interviews Kelley conducted over 3 years. The company suggested somewhat tantalizingly in a news release that readers will be both fascinated and newly informed by the detailed and well-rounded biography. Oprah likely won't be in a particularly good mood on April 13th because she does her best to keep her life private. I say this with some authority because Oprah played a role in a related lawsuit a decade or so ago, and an Illinois appellate court back then sided with the television talk show host, deciding that those confidentiality agreements that Oprah had her employees sign were absolutely enforceable. Confidentiality agreements like the promise to keep your mouth shut during employment and in the years following employment. Back then, and likely today as well, Oprah asked her employees and employees-to-be to sign a contract agreeing that they were, quote, obligated to keep confidential and never disclose or confirm or deny the veracity of any statement or comment concerning Oprah Winfrey or any of her confidential information. The precise language regarding the length of the contract, during the worker's employment or business relationship, and thereafter, which by definition would include the past 3 years of Kitty Kelley's interviews. Now, it's possible that all employees and former employees stuck to the contract and refused to leak information themselves or confirm or deny anyone else's leaks. But if not, and if the employees sung like canaries, Oprah's attorneys will at the very least dust off that court decision. In it, a former producer for Oprah brought a lawsuit against Harpo Incorporated, which is Oprah's company. The producer alleged that the confidentiality agreement she signed was too restrictive, given that basically she wouldn't be able to say anything to anyone at any time, and that she was a journalist who wanted to write about her experiences, information she characterized as matters of legitimate public interest and concern. The court recognized that the contract itself was restrictive, but not to the breaking point. Oprah, the court wrote, did not seek to restrain the plaintiff's future career or to limit the type of work that the plaintiff might do. Instead, the court wrote, the confidentiality agreement simply restricted the plaintiff's ability to disseminate confidential information that she obtained or learned while an Oprah employee. Ultimately, to again quote the court, the confidentiality agreement was both reasonable and enforceable. According to a history website, April 13th also marked the day that somebody on Apollo 13 told Houston that they had a problem, and the Beatles recorded the hit single Help. Those events have some relevance for any Oprah employee who dared speak to Kitty Kelley. I'm Amy Guida.